Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes. Welcome.
We're blinging it.
Welcome, Cameron. How goes it today?
With the slurred word.
It's
going to be a long episode.
Cam's
I'm
feeling a little self-conscious.
I am a little self-conscious.
We had a...
Apparently, I'm the most annoying. And I, if I am, I'm sorry.
I don't know if you guys saw, but I did put something on... I put it on somewhere. But we had a commenter on Instagram who was giving us shit for, obviously, our stupid voices that we do intentionally.
Me.
Well, then he
cornered me.
He pulled out Cam and whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, dude.
So I'm going to be all serious.
Yeah. Today we're going to do the podcast very seriously. Cameron, what is on the docket today?
Well, we'll be speaking of Gray Man, which is not a laughing matter.
No, this is very serious. And
not one thing should be joked about because this is everybody's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, okay, I'm done with that.
That guy's a freaking douchebag, man.
Yeah. So today I'm excited about it because this is kind of a cool topic.
Yeah.
The Gray Man.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean being dead.
No.
Doesn't mean zombies.
Nope.
Being invisible.
Yeah.
Not invincible. I wish I could do that,
too. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to talk about that. We got reviews coming out our bungholes.
We do. Got a lot of good reviews.
We're talking about Gatapak. We're talking about Tech Pack. We're talking about Survival Boxes.
We're talking about Gatapak.
Yeah.
We're talking about
whatever we want, son. But guys, before we go on, today's podcast is brought to you by our friends at Tech Pack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first Tech Pack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TechPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with our very own code CASUALPREPPERS at TechPack.com. And if you own a gun, if you own an AR, if you like cool shit, go subscribe.
We are going to tell you once again
exactly
what they have to offer and what you dummies are missing out on.
Exactly.
Maybe
listener,
you're not.
Reviews starts now.
I jumped the gun on you, didn't
that's
I?
All right,
bro? That's
all right.
Okay.
I'm not important in this podcast.
Listener reviews.
Cameron. Tim Anderson.
Timothy Anderson on Facebook. This guy did not call us out for our redneck voices.
No, so, this dude did make me more motivated when I read this.
Yeah, like, so we decided we're gonna read his review. And he says, I started listening to Casual Preppers Podcast last summer while mowing lawns at work. I had to stop the mower on several occasions to keep from running over small shrubs, trees, and students on campus. You have me grinning from ear to ear and have me completely distracted with your goofy voices. You had me as a permanent listener when made a reference from The Burbs. Every other Survivor podcast is second rate to you. Thanks for the useful tips and smile.
A fellow Burbs fan?
Yeah.
I already love this guy.
A man after my own heart.
Did make me feel good.
Yeah.
It just made me recover.
Yeah. So guys, if you'd like to be part of this portion of the podcast, please go to iTunes, please go to Facebook, or go to the Kindle book on Amazon. Leave us a 5-star review and make it awesome.
Social media shout out.
We've shouted out these fellas before, but they're doing some really cool stuff, so I decided we're going to do it again. At Daily Survivor Gear.
I'm hearing a little static.
I am too, and I think it's from... Okay, my freaking iPad went out on me, like 10 minutes before this started, so I'm using my phone, I'm jerry-rigging stuff, but...
We got it soaking in essential oils.
Yeah.
And overnight, we're going to have it sitting in a rice bowl.
Yeah.
Should come out of it.
I hear that peppermint oil and... turmeric really, really helps.
If you set like 4 or 5 magnets right on the screen all night long,
that helps.
It pulls out the bad stuff.
Exactly. So go see Daily Survivor Gear.
We'll be able to pull that
on
out.
Instagram. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
Sorry about the static.
It's a mad, mad world.
I'm just gonna have to unplug this crap.
It's fuzz.
Oh man, we're so professional. Friggin' way professional. Don't worry about it.
Sounds like we're talking through a CB radio, which is awesome.
Yeah, freaking awesome. Mad World. Mine, is none
mine
other, is none other this than the Doomsday Clock. The fantastic scientists of the Doomsday Clock Society.
About time we can move it.
Yeah, well, this thing's been stagnant for a little bit. Time to move it.
Well, I better get up there and change the batteries.
Yeah, so they moved it to 2 minutes to midnight, right? And that means in 2 minutes we're all going to die, right? Isn't that what it means?
Yeah,
something like that. The Doomsday Clock, you know, it's metaphorical. It's kind of hokey.
Do we still have the video up on
Yeah, there's, we have actually have a video.
Super good explanation.
Yeah, we kind of break it down for you on a video on our YouTube channel. So if you want to go check that out and you want to learn about the Doomsday Clock, you go do that.
We'll be there.
Yeah, yeah. What do you got, man?
That's scary, though.
It is super scary.
I actually thought it was closer.
Did you? Remember, it was like 2.5 minutes last year.
Should be like one. Should be like 1 second, two.
One, oh, 1 second. I'm like, one? That's like past midnight. You don't know about time.
Should be something like 2 a.m. right now.
It feels like 3 a.m.
Mine's just what I've been dealing with for the past 3 weeks. Flu after flu after flu after flu. Flu. So tired of it. But it just makes you think of how scary that can be, how much like a common thing that we typically see can turn into something nasty. I mean, they're, you know, I was reading on the CDC's saying that this is almost, it's probably going to be as bad as 2009, the H1N1 freak out.
Really?
Yeah, it's been that widespread. Wow. And
well, it's because they didn't do very well with the vaccine, for one thing, right?
No. You know, the vaccine's kind of frustrating. It's like, why don't you just gear it up and hit that H2N3?
Why don't you gear it up and hit it hard?
H3N3. Oh, God, I can't say. H3N2 has been the real deadly one. But anyway, you know, they're doing their best. I mean, it's more than the Spanish had back in the
1918. Yeah.
So it's just, you know, the mutation, as simple as that, and we can just wipe out
mutations.
But yeah, it just kind of is an eye opener of how easily we can drop into this nasty pandemic and just we can wipe out a ton of people.
Well, it is an epidemic right now, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they say?
Yeah.
So, yeah, bro,
it's kind of freaky.
Yeah,
I mean, and it's killed through 30 plus children and who knows how many adults. California got nailed hard. Okay.
Nah, we're
just kidding.
We don't care about your California.
Just a way to weed out some of those. But no, it's, you know, so my mad world is the flu is bad.
Yeah, man. So make sure you got your flu mask and your Tamiflu and your fireplace flu and whatever else you need. Yeah. Right?
So watch out for it.
Yeah.
It's going to get you.
So I'm excited about this podcast. We've had several people ask us to hit this topic several times.
We're going to hit it hard.
But we haven't hit it yet, but we about to hit that shit.
Let's get into it.
So we're talking about being a gray man, becoming the gray man, and getting the gray man mode, bruh.
Yeah.
You know?
We've mentioned it a few times in some of our other podcasts.
And so we've been doing a lot of research.
We're going to tell you exactly what we were talking about.
We both wore gray today, just by happenstance, but it worked out really well.
Hopefully this podcast doesn't turn out the gray man podcast to where you're like, I don't even remember. It's so dumb.
Didn't even
register. Some reason it didn't even, I didn't even get an erection when I listened to that one.
That's the first time. Every other one. 45 other erections. 46? Mm-mm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. Maybe I've just seen the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I'm going to have to start cheating on them. Only way I can get an erection.
I've been kind of blanging a little bit with some other ones listening here and there, but I haven't really committed to anybody else. Anyway.
Playing the field. They need like a podcast Tinder or something like that, you know?
We're dressing up real nice tonight. You'll like this one.
You're going to like it.
You're
so,
gonna remember.
Becoming a gray man, if you haven't heard about that, let's quickly go over what it means. Well, what we think it means anyways. So being the gray man.
Right.
Basically, being the gray man means that you blend in. You blend into a crowd. You're unnoticed. You don't bring any undue attention to yourself in any way, shape, or form. And you just try not to cause any stimulus to anybody. You know what I mean? And this can be it. You can use this at any time. You can use this during a time of crisis, you know, SHTF situation. Obviously, it's really good. But you can also do this kind of like every
family
day.
Family parties?
I do that every single time. They don't even know I'm there. Where the hell's Kobe?
Didn't you marry a guy that looked like...
Yeah, I'm like standing in a corner with a lampshade on my head, you know? They'll never see me, idiots.
Wearing pants and shirt that matched the couch.
Yeah.
I think he's...
Flowers.
I can see shoes over there. Did he leave?
He's over by the leather couch a minute ago, but I don't see him now. I got a full leather bodysuit, you know?
Yep. So there's many important reasons to be a gray man.
Exactly, yeah. So I want you to think about that, guys. So basically, don't give anybody any reason to remember you or distinguish you, or
maybe you're already that person.
Yeah, you might
and
be
that's
that person.
Kind of sad, but you're gonna be happy.
It's sad, but it's good in some situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are the advantages of being a gray man? Why would you want to go into this gray man mode? Why would you want to be unseen? And obviously, like we said, there's a lot of reasons why. But especially in, you know, a crisis situation or an SHTF situation, you're going to be able to move more quickly, and you're going to be able to control a situation if people aren't noticing you, you know, if they don't look at you and say, oh, that dude's got something going on. There's something going on upstairs with that guy. You know, you don't want anything.
There's something going on downstairs with that guy.
You've been listening to that podcast.
What's he listening to right now?
Take your headphones out. You're in public.
It's the pattern on his pants.
Yeah, it's just his gray man pattern. So by blending in with the unprepared, with everybody else, you're less likely to be targeted for any reason whatsoever. And that means, like, you know, in a crisis situation, you know, if you look like you're like, oh, this ain't shit. This is easy. I can do whatever I want, you know, and I'm in charge. Yeah. People are going to look to you for help. They're going to look to you to be in charge. Maybe you don't want to. Maybe you just need to get out of there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? To preserve yourself, to preserve your family, to preserve anything.
Whatever you got in your pocket.
Whatever you got. So you're going to be less likely to be approached for any type of assistance and things like that. Also, this is something I read somewhere, which kind of makes a little bit of sense. In everyday situations, maybe you're at a mall, or you're at a scone cutter, or maybe you're at Wendy's. I don't know where you're at. You're somewhere out in public, right? Maybe there's a crime committed. You know, maybe something went wrong, and somebody, you know, remembered you, but you didn't really do anything, but they did remember you in some way, you know, because you weren't being a gray man. Being like the yellow man or something. You were just, you know, being all boisterous and you had your tacked out stuff on. So you just don't want to give anybody any reason to remember you in lots of different situations, right? So how can you become a gray man? What do you do to get into this gray man mode? And first, I'm going to start with at home or at your safe location or kind of like every day. Right. What the hell you
looking at? When I get off work, I always become the gray man. Oh, my wife's not gonna see me.
I'm just gonna sneak in here. And now I'm playing PlayStation.
Grab a plate
she hasn't
of
seen
flute.
Me.
I'm food.
I'm going is the down. Flute done? Because I'm hungry.
It's been a long day. Can I get some flute? But yeah. Playing the gray man at home is important.
It really is.
I didn't mean to mess that up.
So there's a lot of
so
reasons
annoying.
For this. And a lot, you can almost call this OPSEC in some ways. It's operational security. You don't want everybody to know that you're a guy who listens to a podcast like this, or a girl, gender neutral here, any gender.
I don't know if he's a guy or a girl.
That's a gray person.
I don't remember him anymore.
So there's some ways you can do this. Do not broadcast to the world, especially your neighbors, that you are prepared. This is, you know, sometimes we like to tell people, man, look at how much cool crap I got in my basement.
Yeah.
Look at all my freeze-dried food. You guys are idiots because I got lots of stuff. You know, sometimes we're kind of tempted to do stuff like that, but in a crisis situation, SHTF situation, where are they going to go first? They're going to go to you, right? Because you weren't being a gray man all the time.
I know you know a lot about these situations.
Yeah.
Situations.
Yeah.
Situations.
I done got flued. Man, what do I do?
Three words now. I totally butchered tonight.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Yeah. Another thing. Be careful about talking politics in person with people and in on social media. Sometimes we as preppers have very sometimes extreme or sometimes just really we have I don't even know how to say it. We're very set in our ways politically, and we like to tell people about it, and we like to talk about it, but sometimes that can definitely not put you in a gray man situation. You know, you're bringing a lot of attention to yourself in those ways. Try not to dress all tact cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard for me, and we're going to talk about this later, because I like to dress that way sometimes. I like to have that gear. And so you have to make a decision, you know, of how gray man you want to be. But this is, if you're going to be the true gray man, don't dress all tactical. Don't wear your battle box shirt. Don't wear, you know what I mean, tactical cargo pants and all
big
that kind
old,
of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially around the neighborhood, because they're going to see you. Be careful about bringing home, like, large water barrels or boxes of food storage or guns and ammo, because people are going to see that. So drive in the garage, shut the garage door, and then unload that stuff if you have a garage. All right. When SHTF hits, become one of the unprepared in public. Don't go around acting like you know all this stuff because you've been listening to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to just blend in. You want to be like everybody else. Be like out talking to your neighbor. What's going on? Why is the grid down? You know what I mean? You know. You know, or you're prepared for this, but you don't want everybody to know that you're prepared for this.
Just you're putting up your turret out in the front yard. Yeah. What's going on? Does anybody know what's happening?
Sucking on the neighbor's sprinklers. I don't know what's going on out
here.
Hey,
you guys know what's happening?
Yeah. Water skills. In say that the power is out or something, you know, don't be blasting your generator and having all your lights on, your, you know, floodlights out in the front yard and all that stuff, because people are going to be
kids walking out front with shotguns and stuff. Hey, kids, go out and do a perimeter check.
Yeah, perimeter check time. So you just want to be careful about those types of things, because that's definitely not being the gray man.
Yeah.
Right?
It seems kind of backwards from everything we've been talking about, but we're just saying, just be very discreet about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're better off that way anyway.
Discreet on the street.
Yeah. So definitely. Definitely. Are you done?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got when you're at home. Okay. There might be other things, but that's all I wrote down. All
right. So sneak in your back door.
Yep.
Make sure you leave your basement window cracked so your wife doesn't know that you snuck home early.
Yeah.
Then you can do whatever you want down there.
Great husband.
I think I heard something.
Is he home? He said he was working late. You're in the basement eating a burrito and playing PlayStation. You got a little microwave in the corner that she doesn't know about. A little freezer.
I'm just testing out some electric equipment down here.
Yeah, no, you don't want to talk to her. Come on.
No, you don't. Just kidding. So, doing the gray man away from home.
Yeah.
This is a little different.
Yeah, it is.
So most of the time you want to be home, you want to be safe, but you may have gotten caught up at work and whatever happened, you know, goes down and you can't get home.
Yeah, sure.
And you've got to work your way through that. And most of the time, big cities or even, you know, even small cities.
Cities of all sizes.
Whatever kind of, you know, people trying to get out are going to block up all those highways and roads. So you're going to kind of have to intermingle with a bunch of people losing their minds.
Ugh.
And that's going to be sad.
I don't want to do that.
I don't either. So there's a couple of ways to kind of, you know, be that gray man that we're going to kind of go into detail. I guess I'll go in detail and Kobe's going to go in detail too.
Sure. Okay.
So number one is kind of appearance and clothing. So not so much your appearance when you were that you're born with.
Yeah.
Talk about that in a minute. This is more things you have control over. Mm-hmm. Like for instance, you know, what you wear to work. So
yeah,
you know, in my case, I just wear button up shirt, casual slacks.
Yeah.
Real nice.
Oh, you penny sound
loafers.
Sounds ooh, with the tassels and whatnot.
When I come marching home, my kids won't go into that. So the you just kind of want to be able to blend in with what your town. I mean, here where we live, wearing camo all the time is probably pretty normal.
It is normal.
You probably would blend in with everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you work in the city, maybe dress like everybody else dresses.
Dress like the people in the city
just
dress.
Just wear business cash or whatever you do.
Yeah.
So you just kind of want to not stand out. You don't want to be wearing, like Kobe was talking about, all, you don't want to be all tacked out. You don't want to be wearing camo and 16 million pocket cargo pants with all of your gear, fishing line hanging out of it and stuff like
fishing
that.
Fishing line.
You do want to be as normal with everybody else, because if you've got to work your way through that, they're going to be asking for help, or, oh, he knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, where are you going? You're going somewhere safe? Yeah. How do you get us out of here?
Yeah, help
You us. Just don't want that.
You don't
want
to help anybody.
I hate helping people.
No.
I do it all day. I don't do it on the way home.
Yeah. I don't care if you got the flu. Get out of my way.
Shoved her face. You want to look as boring as possible. I mean, plain Jane. You just don't want to be like, hey, that guy's wearing like purple shirt. That looks nice. And look at those.
Purple shirt.
Look at those. I didn't know the capris were still in for boas.
They are in Europe.
You know, stand out. So just be really discreet with that. You know, your backpack is a big thing. You know, I have a ton of backpacks, and
you
they
do.
All are pretty hardcore looking like.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So you've got to think of ways to kind of make them not so eye-popping. So, oh, that guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's got a backpack full of goodies.
Mm-hmm.
Guns. Nice. So either have another backpack to put your backpack in, or some of the ways is like camouflage with duct tape.
Yeah.
Make it look like a really crappy looking bag.
I like that. Just have another backpack.
That know, that's stupid. I read it, but I thought it was not a bad
idea. Why wouldn't you just use the other backpack?
Well, you never know. You never know.
I don't know, man.
My suggestion would be
suggestion is a backpack within a backpack within a backpack. Then
you
know.
Want a backpack in a duffel bag in a suitcase.
Exactly.
Then no one will
ever
know.
Garment bag too.
So shut up. My suggestion would be, and I didn't think about doing this, is having at work or in your vehicle a real plain bag.
Yeah.
But have all your stuff in it. You know, Jan Sport, mm-hmm. Eddie Bauer,
yeah.
Nike bag,
mm-hmm.
something that is
Reebok,
much more common.
Adidas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any of those. Airwalk.
Puma.
Blew the bass off from somebody's
Puma.
Speakers. Oh, dang. I'm glad I
turn
out
them
that
subs.
Up. Puma.
Oh, here it comes. Everybody listen to this.
Puma. Yeah, just ordinary stuff. Everybody wears.
Yeah.
So the other thing is... tattoos, I guess these are things you can control, but you may not already. You might have tattoos all over your neck and your face.
If you do, what the hell, man?
Yeah, those are pretty easily identified and that person's remembered. I mean, I can think of patients I've seen and I know where their tattoos are.
I've seen Mike Tyson before.
Those stars always been there.
Oh, yeah. Those aren't, you weren't born with that, right?
So hope you're not flashing some of those parts out in the public.
Yeah.
But, you know, this would be, but you know, keeping like long sleeve shirts if you have tattoos on your forearms.
Yeah.
And the other thing is some of the dress, like dress for the appropriate season.
Mm.
You know, the hoodie always sounds like a perfect gray man type of thing.
Sure.
Cover your head.
Yeah.
Wear a hoodie. But then, you know, you kind of look like trouble.
You do. You really do.
Mislabeled. And then the other thing is wearing a hoodie in Las Vegas in the middle of July, you're going to stand out a bit.
Or you're an idiot anyway.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
For one thing.
But yeah, wearing stuff that fits the season, fits the location, things like that. You just want to blend in and be that person that you didn't want to be in high school. The person no one cares
about.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, and hats are kind of a debatable thing that I have read on other forums.
Yeah.
Wearing hats is kind of, you know, it always kind of stands out actually more than it does.
It does, yeah, because it's an extra.
A lot of times people don't wear hats in like, you know,
out
downtown.
Here,
it's different
like
in this little small
hat.
Redneck town.
Yeah.
And
I guess it also depends on the type of hat too. So like,
exactly.
We have like some like the ones from Tac Pack or Battle Box. They look tactical in some way.
Yeah.
So I think they would stand out a little bit more. But if it's just like a straight like blue hat or something, or a white hat or any straight
just get
color,
a blue hat,
any color,
get a hat that says SWAT on it.
No. Yeah.
Or get a hat that just like Under Armour hats or Browning or you know just a simple. Depends on your town. You
sure
might not
does.
Be wearing it. Anyway, so on to, like, size. Kobe has a little bit more on this. I guess if you, did you want to talk about that now?
I can, yeah. I mean, I was going to go into at some point, you know, there's things that you actually can't, there's some people who just can't be the gray man, and it's really of no fault of their own sometimes.
Yeah.
Like a dude that's like 6'9",
yeah,
he's going to stand out no matter what, obviously. He's head and shoulders above everybody.
Yeah.
There's nothing he can do.
No.
Even if it's a chick, there's some nothing those, she can do.
Yeah.
Right?
Or the women basketball players.
Man, yeah.
It's a good time hiding yourself there.
Exactly, yeah. You're not going to do it, right? So maybe you have a huge scar across your face.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about that, but everybody's going to remember it.
Yep.
Maybe you've got like the, you know, the birthmark.
Maybe you're cockeyed.
Maybe you're cockeyed. Cockeyed son of a B, you know?
I had a cockeye.
You had a cockeye one time?
Uh-huh. Had an eye injury, and then I had...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But it, I remember after I got surgery on it,
mm-hmm.
like people didn't even know who I was. Like, are you new to our school?
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty...
You're like, yeah, I'm the new kid. I was a freaking badass in my other school.
Yeah, I'm pretty naughty.
That's the first thing you say. You new kid? Yeah, pretty naughty.
Pretty dirty kid. Yeah, pretty what's up?
Yeah, what's up? Pretty dirty kid.
This was in sixth grade.
Sixth grade, yeah. So there's things that you just can't do. Maybe you're like super ugly.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's going to be, you're going to stand out. Maybe you're super attractive.
Yeah.
Like I have this issue and there's nothing I can do about it, but it is what it is.
People just come up to me and they're like, why are you so good looking?
You're so gorgeous. Would you like to be a model?
I saw you drive right through that red light, but man, I didn't care.
I didn't even care.
I well. Wanted to turn on my siren. I was like, nah. It's pretty
is
good
this,
looking.
Is this the cop?
I just want to pull him.
Okay.
I'm going to pull him over. No, he's beautiful.
He's
Go
beautiful.
On, buddy.
I want to pull him over anyways. I got to tell him
he's ugly.
Yeah, so, I mean, those things are, you know, maybe you have a...
But yeah, for like females, this is a big thing.
Yeah, hot chicks, man. That's tough.
They're going to get bothered.
Yeah. Honey, you have a hard time being the gray man.
That's nice. I'm
talking to my wife, yeah.
It's like, wait, what are you talking about?
No, but maybe you have like a really weird voice or something. Maybe you're a dude that
there
sounds
are those
like a chick.
People that sound...
You know? And like as soon as you talk, people are like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And you can't do anything about it
or
other than shut up.
The super deep frog voice, you know?
Yeah, or like a woman with a frog voice.
Yeah. That's hot.
Give me the Tampax. I don't know.
I'm here for my annual pap smear. What? No, you're not.
No.
Actually, no, we don't have any more.
We
spectrums.
Don't do pap smears here. All right. So, yeah, those things, you there's nothing you can do. You're done. Maybe you're even really short. You know, maybe you're 5'1". Yeah. You know, you're done, son.
Is that guy in the circus?
There was a circus freak here a little minute ago. He probably did the crime, I'm guessing.
Yep, yep. So other things are, you know, people that are really ripped.
Yeah.
They're super cut,
mm-hmm.
and but, they show it.
Yeah, they show it.
So that's a little different, too. You can actually kind of cloak some of that stuff.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So you're not
the
Rock.
You don't have to wear a small shirt.
Right.
Small, deep V.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
So maybe that looks intimidating, but... Maybe people consider you a threat and want to take you out, you know? So that's one thing that you don't have a lot of control over already. You can't lose muscle that fast. I can lose it real fast.
Yeah, I was like,
but if you're freaking ripped, go ahead and cover that up because I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see what a man can be. I don't want to see it.
You're just making me feel bad.
I mean, I don't cover it up.
Yeah.
I wear tight shirts every day of the week.
Every day.
Is that a woman?
Is that a woman?
Oh, he's so slim from the back.
So slim from the back. Not so much from the front.
Oh, that belly just turned me off.
It's all messed up.
I'm out. Pulling him over.
He's getting
all right.
He's getting a ticket.
So, other things, behavior. The way you walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're in a scenario... And you start running, just full-on sprint, getting the freak out of there.
Yeah.
You kind of are a bit of a, what's that guy running from? Or
you're gonna
where's
stand
he
out
headed to?
If you're on a dead sprint through the mall. They're going to see you, guys. Duh.
Yeah. So the other thing is your behavior of avoiding, you know, confrontations and avoiding eye contact.
Yeah.
You don't need to stick your head.
I'm so good at that.
Looking straight down at your shoes, you know, that's also suspicious.
Yeah.
But just looking it's past like, somebody, but you're, I you have your
give
face.
You some advice. It's a lot like looking at the 3D print art as you're walking through the
exactly.
store.
Exactly, exactly.
You look through everything, and you just walk. Yep. It's really easy. It's not
I know. I sadly do it in my hometown. Yeah, I go, go there. I'm like, I don't know these people's names. They're always like, hey, Cam. Just walk right past them.
Yeah,
I must not
that.
Have been him.
No, I wasn't there this weekend. No.
But yeah, it's easy to do. You just it doesn't take a lot of training.
No.
But not looking suspicious, being all paranoid or hurrying and getting.
Just looking over his shoulder.
Who's there?
Stop looking so suspicious.
Taking a bunch of pictures of stuff.
Taking a bunch of.
And then, you know, gunshots. You don't want to be. I'm badass. I don't need to run from that.
Oh, running from
actually being part of the crowd, you know, moving along with them, but keeping situational awareness.
I was
going to
say,
be.
I think it's pretty obvious that you shouldn't be shooting a gun to be a gray man.
What's that missile set? Start shooting everywhere.
Stuff happens. Don't be all calm and cool and collected, super calm and cool and collected.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't act like I've been waiting for this to happen.
Oh, the gun just went off.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, just go along with the crowd. Ask questions to people. No, what's going on?
Yeah.
But don't act too scared. Just blend in.
Blend in. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe take a bus home.
Take a bus home.
Maybe hail a cab in the middle of a crisis.
I drove my car here, but I'm taking the bus home. I don't want anybody to be suspicious of me.
You going to take your car? No, I'm just going to walk casually home.
If you want to blend in, if you're going into the bathroom and there's a guy at a urinal, go piss right next to him. Don't go to the four urinals over, because that's what everybody does.
Yeah, yep. That's
idiots.
Just go right next to that person.
Want
to
blend into everybody, ask stupid questions all the time, because that's what everybody does. Everybody. I hate people so bad.
I do too. Especially when you're... This is totally off subject, but when you go to like a training thing and you're like wanting it to wrap up, and somebody's
you're in a meeting
like
at work,
they're like,
"Well, 3 months ago we talked about doing it this way. Let's revisit that."
I know.
And I was like, "Oh my gosh,
did you say a missile hit? Well, what is a missile exactly?" It's like, you know the answer to this. Why are you asking? They want to confirm what they already know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
it's like, you're wasting everybody's time. So go ahead and do that.
Yeah, do it.
People actually will be pissed at you and then be like, it's like everybody else.
You're just an idiot, just like every one of those people.
So yeah, if you got anything out of that behavior, basically avoid confrontations, you know, just act like part of the crowd. You know, what's going on? Was a missile just hit? Was that a atomic bomb over there? What's going on? Gunshots just fired. Everybody, let's get out of here.
Hashtag me too.
That's exactly it. Yep. Mm. Just claim sexual harassment. Yeah. And everybody be like, yo, this guy.
This guy is one of the herd.
And then you'll be completely forgotten.
Yeah.
The other thing is, we've gone over this a bunch already, kind of, is the gear. You know, if you're carrying a lot of EDC gear sticking out of your pants, that's not good.
What's that? That's just my EDC gear.
Is that a big baton? What is that?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
But some of those knives that I carry are like super shiny, you know, and they're hanging out of my pants. But, you know, be more discreet about it. Nobody wants to see your knife hanging out of your pants.
Put your knife back in your pants, you idiot. It's all shiny and shit.
That guy knows something. He's got a big,
do you see that knife?
Shiny baton sticking out of his pants.
I'm baton down right now.
Yeah, so there's like a lot of those little things that if you got all your pockets stacked full, you know, you just want to be a little
like
more.
Like those dudes that carry all their EDC gear in their cargo pockets.
Yeah.
Like, almost like a bug out bag full of gear in their cargo pocket.
Right.
Like, they can't go through a door because they rub and they can't get through because there's so much. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why?
I know.
How do people do that?
And they've got like 16 paracord bracelets.
Yeah, I know.
Like, one of them's a full knife.
It's like wearing a paracord shirt. My EDC. Paracord hat.
I got 3,000 feet of paracord on here.
I got 3,000 feet from the waist up, bitch.
And their belts just chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably pull something out with this.
Yeah. That's not Gray Man. That's
No. You don't want to be Gray Man. Or you want to be Gray Man. You don't want to be obvious like that.
Yeah.
Another like funny thing, but totally true, is smell. So you don't want to smell like a walking turd.
No.
Or pure BO.
I'd or onions. Suggest never. See, I have a hard time with that sometimes.
Yeah, you sweat it out.
I sweat it out.
So, but everybody knows that person where, like, well, they just been drinking Aquadigio and soaked in it for about a week.
Aquadigio.
Just, like, burns your eyeballs when you're around them.
Stetson.
So, strong smells, strong perfumes, and then smelling like total crap.
Yeah.
You just want to be, you know, maybe smell like...
Neutral smell.
Maybe like oatmeal or chamomile.
Oatmeal.
Lavender.
I smell oatmeal. That's just me. That's my natural
smell. Just smell like coffee and you'll probably fit in.
Yeah, you
just
would, fine. Yeah.
Coffee and cigarettes.
Coffee and cigarettes.
But yeah, strong smells do stand out. The smell is actually linked to memory almost better than any other sense. So
yeah,
it's easy to remember.
That's weird.
Know. There's certain things you like catch a whiff of and you're like... I remember my father in first grade.
I don't know. I'll catch a whiff of something and be like, oh, I'm like 9 years old again.
I know. It's weird.
What the
It's so close to memory. You know, like, I've smelled like soaps. I'm like,
yeah.
Whoa. I remember when
and I'm like, it's like smelling as much as I can. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then it's like stuff's going through my head.
Firing back.
My synapses are working again. You know?
Oh, I'm not depressed anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway, so the smells are super strong, tied to memory, so you will be remembered by that person.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that guy yesterday? He had a gun in his pocket, smelled just like aspen.
Aspen. Little smell called aspen.
Anyway, okay, other things is you still want to, we talked about getting out of riots and cities, you want to still practice that same, you know, be careful. Don't go into choke points. Don't stick to areas that have good cover. Mm-hmm. Know your exits, things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't want to be...
Little situational awareness will go a long way in being the Gray Man, right?
That's and you can be discreet about that. You don't need to be writing down on your arm, back exit, 22 steps.
Drawing a map as you walk through every building, you know what I mean?
Tall guy. Turn right, 32 steps down the stairs, back door.
Smells like pine needles. Stetson cologne. And then,
Yeah. So there are those other little things of knowing your, you know, being situational aware.
Exactly. So the big question about all this, and this is the hard question. Do you maintain a constant Gray Man or do you not? And this is obviously like a personal preference and whatever you think you yourself needs in any situation. So me personally, I don't. I can't. I'm not going to live that way. I'm not going to like be a different person just to be the Gray Man, right? Not everyday life anyways. But I really think in a...
And there are those, you know, those paranoid people that like...
Yeah, there are.
They'll do everything and they almost stand out more.
It's sometimes like, they do, yeah.
But yeah, there are... people that I forget about every day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you just have to kind of make that decision. Are you going to be that everyday Gray Man or are you just going to go into Gray Man mode when you need? So I feel like, you know, maybe I'm going to the city. I'm, you know, by myself or something. I'm doing something I'm not usually doing, you know. Maybe that's the point where I go into Gray Man mode, you know. I'm just not going to do it every day because I want to wear the clothes I want to wear. I want to do the things I want to do. I want to do a podcast because this is not Gray Man, by the way, doing a podcast about prepping.
No, it isn't.
So you just kind of have to make that decision, you know, when there's a riot, go into Gray Man mode. If there's power outages, maybe that's a good time to go into Gray Man mode. Large crowds, you know, any place where there's potential for problems or you're in an unfamiliar environment. You know, maybe that's where you go into. But you have to make that decision because, you know, everybody's different. Everybody has their own choice to make. So I think that's about it for the Gray Man. Do you have anything else, Cameron?
I mean, not really.
Really?
I mean, I think a lot of people already know of these ways. It's just to focus on it.
Yes, you think about them when the time comes.
Think about the things you have and you know, because I have, like I already talked about, in my truck, I have like this real fancy bug out bag, you know, and I'm probably going to be a little more obvious. because that thing sticks out like 16 feet.
Yeah.
And it has, you know, all the stuff hanging off from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, it's just simple stuff of being protecting yourself and not having people follow you back to your safe, you know, safe zone or your your bug out location, things like that. So
yeah, you know, an SHTF scenario, that's, you really have to think about that because you don't want to stick out. I mean, you have to bug out. Do you want to look like you're, you know, a Marine, you know, running, you know, up the hill? You don't want to look like that. You want to look like just some normal dude that doesn't know what the crap's going on. You know what I mean?
Take off running up the hill? Yeah. That guy.
Well, I was going to let him go because he ain't got a clue what's going on.
He is scared to death. Look at that guy.
Yeah, he's scared. He's scared than I am.
Yep.
So anyways, that's it. That's being a gray man.
That is being a gray man.
That's what we got.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So real quick, I just want to talk about survival boxes before we do our reviews. So survival boxes are the only subscription box packed with all of the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters or your next outdoor adventure. There are three different boxes to choose from, so sign up today and start getting survival boxes delivered to your door every month. There's no contracts. Cancel anytime. Use promo code, please use Casual Preppers for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription at survivalboxes.com.
Yeah, and if you guys use, make sure you use our promo code, because it does, I mean, it doesn't do you any good to go buy that and not use our promo code, and then we can't do a podcast anymore because you didn't use the promo code.
Stupid.
Idiots.
Stupid. Why don't we talk about
survival boxes? Yeah, let's talk about some survival boxes right now. So we just got one. It was pretty
freaking
awesome.
We got one to show you.
So we got the Alpha, is that correct?
We did get the
Alpha. We got the Alpha. Mm-hmm. So this is a $40 box. The value was $89.04, right? So the first item we got was a Mountain House 25-year storable meal. Do you want to pull that out and show the folks? One of the Mountain Houses. What one was it? I don't remember. I don't remember what we got.
We got two Mountain Houses.
Yeah, there's two Mountain Houses.
There's biscuits and gravy, and Kobe's favorite scrambled eggs, ham and peppers.
Yes, sir. So I can tell you which one I'm going to be taking.
Yep.
The next one is the Mayday 1200 calorie ration bar, and we usually have the 2500, so this is a different size. So that's kind of cool.
Minier.
It's a little.
This
is
maybe a couple day bag.
Yeah.
A little day bag.
Yeah, and the next thing was the emergency water pouches, which always come in handy. They always send those over, and they're just fantastic to have. I think they have a 5-year shelf life. Can't beat them.
No, I've been finding more ways to, you know, more places to stash these.
That's what I like about them is you can kind of just stash them in little areas all over the place. Yeah,
I have one every 100 yards on the way to work.
Yeah, you do.
One in
it's
the tree.
It's fantastic.
Underneath. Uh-huh. Yep, in the ditch.
Yeah, buried. I just threw one in the snowbank. You can't see it.
You can't. I have one on my kids' bikes up underneath. Underneath my seats at work.
I'll make my middle daughter carry one around all the time. Because I'm around her a lot.
I got them hidden everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. The next thing is the Luminade Pack Light Nova. And we've actually used Luminade lights before. BattleBox sent one of those out. They're really cool solar lights, and they
little
blow up.
Square.
Is that the square one?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you blow it up, and sweet little light, and that's like a $19 value.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how well they actually light up
inside
that container. It's kind of cool.
Solar lights. Everybody needs to have several of them, guys.
Hey, the sun's probably going to still be there.
Yeah,
if it's supernovas, you're dead.
Yep. The next thing is a UST Solo Cook Set. It's a nice little cook set. Hello.
These are really nice.
Yeah.
Can't have enough of them.
No, you can't.
You really can't.
The next thing is a folding stove with fuel. So that's a nice little compact folding
cool.
stove.
I didn't say it had fuel.
Yeah, it has the fuel. And then the last thing is the GMO Heirloom Survival Seeds. I don't remember what it was, but there was. Oh, I hit your.
I believe it's popcorn, but I can't remember.
I believe it's popcorn.
It's Kentucky Wonder Bush Bean.
Ooh, Bush Bean, baby. Hey, baby, can I see your Bush Bean? Or do you want to see my Bush Bean?
I misread this the first time we got it. And I was like, Kentucky Woman Bush Bean? What is that?
What is
so that is not what it is. It is Kentucky Wonder Bush Bean.
Yeah.
Don't you wonder what it is?
Yes, you do. So that's survival boxes, guys.
A bunch of Tinder in there, too.
I know. Yeah, they always come with Tinder. So you can't beat survival boxes. You can't beat them with a stick. All right.
Okay.
That's whatever. Fantastic. So the next thing we have is a brand new tack pack, and we're really excited about it. So again, use our code Casual Peppers if you want us to be
still
successful.
Putting it away.
It's hard to get it all away once you get it out.
It is.
So tack pack, the last one they gave us. The first item is the War Machine Sling, a $65 value. It's a fantastic sling for your AR. It starts as a two-point configuration, but can be changed to a single point for pending applications and environments. It's a really sweet. It's nice. Did you just?
I did.
Really nice. Yeah.
I like stuff like this because there's multiple uses.
Yeah, there is multiple.
You know,
uses.
If you don't have it on your gun.
Yeah.
Or if you have it on your gun, then you can take it off and
exactly,
string up whatever you want.
Yeah. The next thing is the Real Avid AR-15 Scraper. So it is helps you clean the carbon buildup on your gun. Scrape all that crap off of there. Cleans 12 critical
elements. Ain't
nobody
want no carbon on their gun.
No. Carbon is our enemy. The next thing is the Fiber Light Tinder. That is a $10 value, and it's some pretty nice tinder that we've used several times and works really well. Comes in a nice little tin can.
Multiple uses for that tin
multiple
can.
Multiple uses for that, yeah. And then the last thing is the Mobile Marksman Hiss. It's a curved foregrip for your AR. Hard to beat that. $35 value. I mean, that is insane. This is over
$200. We still have not figured out how these magicians can get this under the cost.
Yeah, February is the highest value box ever that's coming out next month. Wow. Over $200.
Wow.
For $50.
You guys better sign up now.
My gosh.
10%.
Casual Preppers. Okay, guys. We did a live stream this last week, and we were super excited about this new product that we got. It's called Gatapack. You can check them out at Gatapack on Instagram. You can check them at, is it Gatapack.com, right?
Gatapack.com.
Yes. So basically what this is a fully stocked bag. And it's kind of a hybrid between maybe like a bug out bag, get home bag, EDC bag, kind of a little bit of everything. But if you're looking for something that is no work on your end other than clicking buy, and then you're going to have a fully functional bag to put in your vehicle or put in your room ready for SHTF, this is a fantastic way to go.
It is.
Yeah. I was actually pretty impressed. I've seen some of these pre-stocked bags before, and sometimes they just use the cheapest items you can
like
possibly
find. Yeah,
it's
like bargain bin military surplus crap. That they're just like, there's no rhyme or reason of why they put it in there.
Exactly.
Like, this stuff is all thought out, which
fantastic.
Is awesome.
Yeah. So you've got their website up, right?
I do got their website.
All right. So, yeah, Gatapack.com. You can check them out. The bags go for $325. So, first off, the bag itself is a 3V gear bag, and it's the Outlaw Sling.
Yep.
Right?
Outlaw 2.
Okay, yeah, it's one of those. Anyways.
It's kind of it looks just like a backpack, but it's a sling bag. It's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah,
and their stuff's awesome.
Oh, 3V gear,
real thick.
I personally purchased one for my bug out bag. I've got the 3V gear Paratus for my bug out bag.
On there.
Yeah. So what are some of the items we have in there?
So yeah, instead of us taking it all out and you guys boringly listening,
we're just going to talk about it real quick.
Yeah, so you get an Inversion 2.0 mask, which is like it kind of tucks down in your shirt. Mm-hmm. It's a mask to filter out crap.
Yeah, so basically a lot of people use it for running and stuff like. They actually use it a lot in Utah because we have a really bad inversion actually in Salt Lake. And so it filters out particulates and stuff from smog and smoke.
And I like how it's made. It's comfortable. It's like really comfortable, and then it kind of sits down. Like you can tuck it down in your shirt, which...
Yeah.
Oh, I just clicked on something here. So the other thing is... well, there's multiple things, but...
Yeah.
The... gosh, dang it.
You screw stuff up, man.
No. Let me find it. Okay. The Gerber suspension, which is a pretty... intense multi-tool.
Yeah, it's a nice little multi-tool. Gerber products are always awesome. They didn't skimp on that one. It's a nice multi-tool.
It is. Mm-hmm. Then they got the Nebo SE Redline flashlight.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite items.
Yeah, it's way fancier than most of those little, you know, the little tiny ones you typically see.
Yeah, super bright.
It is. It's nice. It's got
functional.
Good shaft on it.
It does, and it's focus. You have a focus light, and then it also has a bunch of different modes you can get into. So it's a nice light.
Yep. And then you get a first aid kit, which is in its own little pouch. Pretty sweet little bag itself. And then it covers a lot of the basic stuff. You know, scratches, scrapes, you got sanitary wipes and things like that. So
yeah, lip balm and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the real basic stuff. I mean, you could easily throw a few sutures in there and you're done.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yep.
You get a ration bar, UST ration bar. What is it? It's a
2500. Is it 20? I would guess, but I'm not sure.
2400.
Oh, 2400.
So close.
Okay. Yeah.
But those suckers last forever. You know, can get you your nutrition.
Yep.
On the go. You get a pouch, like a pocket-sized duct tape, ready tape.
Yeah, really that ready tape's cool. I like that.
That's a smart little idea.
It's duct tape, but it's flat, so it lays in there nicely, and you can throw it in your pocket if you need to. It's nice to have duct tape around.
You can camo up your bag just like that.
Exactly.
Gray man.
Gray man, son.
You get some UCO stormproof matches, and they're in a container. You got a striker on the side and everything, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So they've covered, like, I'm going to keep going here real quick.
Yeah.
You get a whistle. You've got some snap lights. You've got a little micro pure tablets for, you know. Oh, you actually get a Nalgene.
Oh, yeah, Nalgene bottle.
And then you've got your micro pure tablets to purify water on the go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Huh.
And if you don't have time for that, you actually got a Sawyer filter.
Mm-hmm.
With the little squeeze pouch.
Yes, the Sawyer squeeze.
I mean, they're covering water in three different ways. And then you actually have two pouches of the little...
emergency water pouches.
Yeah. So, pretty sweet. Other things, you got paracord.
Mm-hmm.
You get Starflash Micro, the little emergency, you know, you look through to reflect.
Oh, yeah, yeah, a reflection.
Rescued.
Mm-hmm.
You get a tube tent.
Yeah.
So multiple uses for that stuff, shelter, collection of water. You get an emergency sleeping bag, you get an emergency blanket, you get a poncho, you got 3M goggles, which are super sweet.
Yeah, they're really nice goggles,
comfortable.
Actually.
You know, maybe you're scavenging.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
there's tear gas in the area.
Yeah, maybe volcano went off. You got ash to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You get Hardy mechanic gloves, which personally...
I
think you're really good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You get hand warmers, hot hands, where you can stick down your pants, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Zip ties, which is an awesome, that's super smart. Just throw those in there. Tons of uses. Prepare your clothes.
Several
backpack.
Different sizes, too. It's not just one size. You have different sizes.
Mm-hmm. And then you get a magnesium bar.
Mm-hmm.
They even threw in Duracell batteries.
Yep.
Six of them.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, nobody thinks about batteries.
That's gold, man.
And then you get a notebook with a marker and a pen.
Yeah.
So all of that, like, if you're thinking this year, you know, I want to get my bug out bag, just haven't had the time to get it, and you want good gear.
Yeah, this is a great place to start.
It's crazy how much good stuff they threw in this bag.
So go check out our friends at Gattapack. You can check them out on Instagram at Gattapack, or then you can go to Gattapack.com. Let them know we sent you over there, and, you know,
check
tell them hi. Tell
them
hi for us.
Out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right.
Just
let's do
the
this.
Tip, son. Just the tip.
Just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
In the event of an SHTF or whatever, sleep's going to be a big issue. It already is an issue.
It is an issue.
If you're already having problems with sleep, sorry, it's not going to get any better.
It's going to get worse.
Any kind of crisis. So you're either not going to sleep because you're scared. You're worried about yourself, your family. Maybe you saw people get their heads blown off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you saw a hook hand. Maybe you saw somebody stealing a microwave right in front of you.
Oh,
and you had nowhere to go but to blend in and follow them.
That'd be traumatizing.
It would. So sleep deprivation is going to be huge. Sleep deprivation causes depression. Your ability to rationally think and make decisions diminishes for, you know, the more you get less sleep, the more frustrated, the more unfocused you get. 17 to 21 hours without sleep is the same as, you know, being legally intoxicated. Like they've done studies on it.
Yeah.
I mean, they even do it for interrogation. You know, they keep them up so they start losing their minds. Hallucinations. Mutilations.
Hallucinations.
But, I mean, it rips your body apart.
Yeah.
Muscle pains, everything comes with not sleeping. So it's super important to get as much sleep as you can. You know, I haven't been in the military, but I can imagine, like, that's huge for them. And they try, I can't imagine what they go through, but the sleep has always been a crucial part of staying alive and staying healthy and being able to take care of yourself and others. So we talk a lot about sleep hygiene. I do at work. People that have sleep issues, you know, the easiest way to take care of sleep is, you know, controlled medication like Ambien or Lunesta or, you know, Belsomra. Any of those can help people to sleep. But there is, you know, a practice of sleep hygiene, which is standard sleep times. You know, you plan to go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time. Your body kind of sets itself into that routine, which is super difficult in these scenarios. That's if you're at home and you're safe, like, you know,
try and
keep things normal with your kids. Get your kids to bed and try and rotate, you know, have somebody on watch. But you need to get that sleep in. Make the nighttime environment as best as possible, like, you know, keeping it dark and comfortable and using that, you know, location for sleep only. You know, you don't want to be in there cleaning guns and interrogating people and then trying to sleep on the same bed.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're interrogating people anyway.
You never know what's going to happen, man.
You never do. No stimulants.
Wait, I shouldn't be interrogating you here. I'm going to take you into the
room. What? I sleep in here. Let's go in the bathroom there. You know, avoiding stimulants, heavy foods 2 hours before bedtime. You know, you don't want to eat heavy food. You don't want to eat lasagna right before bedtime.
Ooh, that's too heavy.
Exercising regularly does help sleep. I've noticed it.
It does.
For some reason, I have a hard time keeping in a routine.
Yeah.
Eliminating as much light, like I already mentioned that. And then, you know, meditation, things to kind of clear your mind and get yourself ready. You know, maybe reading, you know, comic or something like that, just to calm down and not think about the scenario you're in. And then those are just kind of the basic sleep hygiene things. As for over-the-counter meds, things that you can have, which, you know, hopefully you have some of these things to help sleep. Simple enough, Benadryl, any of those, you know, NyQuil.
Yeah.
I'm not approving it as a sleep aid. Even make a sleep
ZQuil.
ZQuil, which is just liquid Benadryl. But some of there's actual natural teas and over-the-counter meds. Chamomile, kava root, lavender, valerian root smells like... have you smelled valerian root?
Yeah, I think so.
Worst smell in the world.
Is it?
Yeah. Catnip. You can actually...
I don't know.
I've never heard that one.
What do you do with it?
But these have been shown to cause sleepiness. The other thing, nutritional-wise, oatmeal actually helps melatonin. Milk, tryptophan... Almonds, tryptophan, bananas help with melatonin and magnesium release, which causes drowsiness. And whole wheat bread helps.
Old home release. Movies.
Right? Yep. Reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible.
That'll put you
always
asleep.
Good.
Yep. Maybe listen to your pastor or your bishop.
If you want your wife to go to sleep, tell her you're horny.
Have your wife tell you about a dream she had last night.
Yeah.
Or your husband.
Ask her about makeup.
Ask her about the things she did to get the kids ready today.
Yeah.
The frustrations that they caused her. That'll put you right to sleep. But yeah, anyway, sleep is just going to be super important. It is now. And in that event where you're under a lot of stress, you're taking care of yourself and others, you've got to still keep it. You know, just as important as anything else.
So, I agree.
Yeah.
Well done.
I still have a hard time with sleep myself.
I do too. Yeah, from time to time. Well, guys, thank you. That's what we got today. Thank you for listening. Again, we appreciate you every time you listen because you guys are awesome. Please make sure you're subscribed and you're telling all your friends about us so that we can keep doing what we're doing and we can all still be friends forever. All right?
Forever.
All right, you got anything else, Cameron?
I don't.
All right, guys, we'll see you later.